The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
It is Braves Pregame Daily for your Friday morning. It's April 15th, 2021, with Chris Domino, Kevin McAlpin here with you, and we're glad to have you along as we talk about a win, a walk-off win for the Braves yesterday afternoon. Chris, they finish off the homestand with a highlight with Dansby Swanson coming through in a big spot for the Braves. Boy, I don't want to say on April 14th they really needed that win, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. They really needed that win getting on the plane headed to Chicago for some day baseball today.
Yeah, I'll word it this way. There are wants and there are needs. This absolutely leaned more towards a need than it did a want. So to not only stop the four-game losing streak, but to go to Chicago now, not a good baseball team. You know, it's really funny because the Cubs, we say, are not a good baseball team. The Braves are 5-8. The Cubs are 5-7. So when we start to talk about, okay, you know, look at all their problems, well, their problems haven't manifested themselves any worse record-wise than the Atlanta Braves, but there are signs that what they're doing and not doing well are very apparent. And the big one, of course, is scoring runs. They played 12 games. They've scored 32 runs. This is the Chicago Cubs. This is a team that was built for offense a few years ago, and I'll raise my hand. I said, wow, they're going to bang their way to a bunch of wins until they can find some pitching. Well, they're not banging anything. They're averaging less than 3 runs a game. They sit at 5-7, and I don't want to say they're lucky at that, but they're kind of lucky at that with a minus 20. They give it up much more easily than they score runs right now in 2021.
We'll talk more about the Cubs in just a moment, but obviously a nice way to finish up the first homestand of the year yesterday. Ronald Acuña, I mean, I don't even know. I don't have the adjectives for him anymore. I don't know what I would say about what he's doing, but it would undersell just how good he's been. And then, of course, Pablo Sandoval. I mean, this is just remarkable, this run that he is on. 3 pinch hit home runs in 10 at-bats off the bench. Chris, he's there for one reason and one reason only, and it's not to hit a triple. It's to hit the ball in the ball out of the ballpark, and he's done that 3 times. That's a really hard roll, and boy, the Braves have something really, really special here in 2021 with the Panda.
Yeah, I'm going to take a few minutes tonight. I'm going to try to get a hold of Kevin Seitz or at least Walt Weiss or somebody because I'll wait to see if Sandoval does one of these Zoom calls. I'm wondering now, and I had asked you this after he hit the first one, is there a chance his approach has changed? Launch angle, the idea of trying to get it up in the air, where maybe he was thinking I could slap it this way, slap it that way. Is he now in the mindset of, I'm just going to nut up a good pitch? And when I say nut up, I'm not only going to barrel it, but I'm thinking home run. His swing is too pretty to say it's a swing that comes out of his shoes, but there is a little bit something different. I would have to think mentally that now that he knows this role, has gotten certainly comfortable with this role very quickly, this is it. Job one is to now drive the baseball. I don't know if you can teach yourself to hit home runs. I don't know if you can. Look, the story that we always heard was what? Ichiro could have hit as many as he wanted. He really could have because in BP put on a show. That wasn't his game. I wonder if Pablo Sandoval doesn't think now that, especially in the pinch hitter's role, it'd be interesting to see what he did with 4 at-bats in a game. But in this role, maybe he's actually thinking square up, launch, and take my shot that way because the other stuff really isn't what I'm here for right now.
Look, I wouldn't hate seeing him get 4 at-bats in a game, get a chance to get Austin Riley off his legs and just take a deep breath for a little bit. But again, at the same time, now you're weakening your bench, and the bench is an area where you need some power, and he has come through in some really big spots for this team early on.
I certainly like the idea of having a bullet that I can use wherever I want. I get that. But you're not going to be guaranteed that you're in a one-run, two-run game to even use him. So I do think it's time to see 4 at-bats. I really do. And whether it's an Austin Riley sit and watch, which can happen to young guys, I think if Pache hadn't gotten hurt, there was going to be a sit and watch game for him. I'd like to see the 4 ABs. I'd like to see what the approach is. Because maybe the 4 ABs, Kevin, gives you a better chance to not be in a 4-3 game. I think that's what I come down to. I'd like to be able to use him in a 4-3 game. I can't guarantee I'm going to be in a 4-3 game. Let's see if we could actually score a few more runs with him in the lineup getting extra at-bats.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I wouldn't say play him 3 or 4 days in a row. I wouldn't want to run him into the ground. But yeah, give him a spot start. I think he only warranted that with what he's shown you so far.
I'm going to tell you the one thing that I'm a little bit nervous about with him playing all four, playing a game with all four ABs. I'm a little nervous about what we talk about with pitchers on the bases. I don't want to lose a weapon because all of a sudden I see this guy standing on second base. And not that, Ron Washington wants to windmill guys, but he ain't windmilling this guy. I would just be a little bit afraid. I'm serious. Of having something happen to him with a play the whole game four at bat game, as opposed to just going to end of the bench, grabbing a bat, grabbing a helmet, walking up to home plate and doing his business. I know that sort of weightism. I'm perhaps being prejudiced because I'm looking at his weight, but yeah, call me guilty because I'm just afraid something bad could happen in the field or on the base pass where I might lose him as a pinch hitter. Mm-hmm. So there is something to be weighed, no pun intended. But I like the idea of him getting four at-bats sooner instead of later.
Hey, let the record show. Wash sent him on a ball in the gap during spring training from first base. I don't know how fast you are running the bases. I know how fast or how slow I am. I got a feeling either one of us may have scored on that plate. Pablo was out by about 60 feet at home plate.
Yeah. Well, listen, it's one of those where I think it was done for everybody's amusement more than anything else. And he survived, as they say. So
yeah.
When we talk about the Cubs have not mentioned – well, I know you want to talk about Dansby Swanson, his ability to do this stuff late. It was a good AB, put the ball in play is the first order of business there. Hit the ball as hard as you can to make sure that if a play is going to be made, it's not going to be an easy play. It's always nice when you see guys chasing a player around with water bottles, trying to have the exuberance on the field that we haven't seen enough of, and we really haven't seen that type of finish for the Braves the way that we had in the last couple of years.
And it's great, too, because remember last year on walk-offs, and the Braves had a handful of them during the 60-game season, they had to do the jump around and pretend to air a high-five. Isn't it just great to see them do that dog pile again and just be able to mob a guy in the outfield, rip his jersey off, throw water on him, I mean, whatever it is. There's something about those moments for Dansby. I can't quantify exactly why he's thrived like this. But seventh inning and on, look at his numbers throughout the course of his career. He's been really good. He's got that clutch gene where, maybe he's having a tough game, but he comes up, chance to win the ballgame. Dansby told me a couple of years ago, he credits that to playing basketball as a youngster. And he said, look, I'm on the free throw line. We're down by one. There's 2 seconds to go, and I got two shots. I'm going to make them both. I've prepared myself to not get nervous in those situations. Not the first time we've seen Dansby deliver. And look, when I saw him come up in that spot, I almost started grabbing the headphones in the studio going, you know what? Post-game show is going to start pretty soon.
Yeah. I think one of the things that happens in those situations is guys have to throw strikes. And maybe he hones in a little bit on a zone that makes it a little bit more comfortable. The pressure obviously isn't there, but maybe he's actually getting better pitches because those are the moments where guys know they really can't walk anybody. I don't know. A theory. He certainly has done it well enough to know that his number 7th, 8th, and 9th inning are a little bit better than some other guys, and they certainly jump over his first six inning numbers. Real quick on Sandoval, the thing that we do have to mention too, it's a two out pinch hit 3-run homer. That's big because again, what is it we've said? One of the reasons that it's been frustrating to watch the Braves staff is they've been giving up too many runs with two outs. It was nice to see a two out big moment. What did we say yesterday in the pregame show? Win a moment. Two out three run pinch hit homer is certainly winning a moment. And I just like the idea that maybe you turned it for one day where you control the narrative a little bit more when you're getting beat, and then your guy stepped up and did something that was demoralizing to a baseball team. Not so demoralizing that they couldn't score two runs late. And the Minter thing I know is probably driving everybody crazy again today. I ask, where is Sean Newcomb?
Right. No, I was asking the same thing. I wanted to see Newcomb in that spot. Now, I don't know if it's a situation where they don't want to use him two out of three or three out of five or whatever it might be.
You got to win that game, though, Kevin.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you. I think it's really entertaining that here we are again saying, where is Sean Newcomb? It goes to show you just how good he's been. I don't know what's wrong with Minter. It feels like to me, Chris, he's overthrowing a little bit. I mentioned this on our morning show on my segment with the Atlanta Braves today. Last year when he was really good, he took a little off. He was throwing 90-91 with his cutter. I just feel like he's trying to throw the ball through a brick wall right now. Take a little bit off, and that's when he was successful. But you're right. I don't know what to think about what he's done, but he has not been 2020 AJ Minter here early on.
Yeah, it's one of those blown saves. He's got two of those, but he did pick up the win yesterday. So that's,
right.
Again, one of the things that if you want to look at a box score, if you see the BS and you don't know what it is with a two next, but that's a blown save. He's got two of those this year, but he does pick up the win. All right, in Chicago, they have not announced their starter today, which is kind of interesting. They had some almost fireworks last night. Bottom line is you got a pitcher suspended for three games. You got a manager suspended in David Ross for a game. And it's in part because Contreras, the catcher, who had been hit a bunch of times, he basically goes on to postgame and says, I think we picked the wrong guy to try to hit. You can't defend that. So whenever the appeal process is going to come up, and it will because he's appealing it, he doesn't want to start a suspension as early as today. They're going to pull out some – this is, did you see this? It's postgame audio. He's got headsets on. He's talking to guys in the booth. And he said, my bad. We picked the wrong guy to try to hit. Got to hit a regular player, not a pitcher. Well, that appeal just flew out the window, I think, for both manager and pitcher on this one.
That's the ultimate facepalm moment where whoever from media relations is standing there going, no, don't say that. Look, the Cubs are an interesting team. They're not scoring a lot of runs. We've talked about it. They're not getting a lot of base hits either. It's a team that, you know, they're starting to sort of take apart piece by piece. I'll be very curious what happens if they continue to struggle. Look, you've got a core in there with Contreras and Bryant and Rizzo. Obviously, Jason Hayward's not going anywhere with his contract, but you've got guys that have been around. They've had a lot of winning in their past. They're not doing a whole lot of winning these last couple of years. So I'm curious what happens with the Cubs, that core moving forward. Do they keep it together, or maybe come trade deadline, do you start picking this thing apart even more?
I'm not saying I blame him because maybe he has other things to do, and I've heard a couple of conversations with Theo Epstein, but he might have gotten out when he's getting as good. Jed Hoyer's got a lot of decisions to make, and really the big one is going to be what does management want to do money-wise? Starting their own TV network was supposed to be the influx of money where, okay, we can actually afford, and is it afford Rizzo, afford Bryant, and afford whatever else it is you're going to do, including Javier Baez. I don't know what they're going to do, but I do know they become a very interesting baseball team if they're losing even before the trade deadline. Look, Craig Kimbrell, what is it we say all the time? If you're going to have a closer, and he looks like he's a closer again, no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. If you're going to have a closer on a team that's not going to win, get rid of your closer. Offset the money and let somebody else take care of it for the second half of the year. I think he might become a viable option for somebody, along with the offense that's just non-existent. There are names, there are back of cards, there's an MVP, there's a bunch of home runs, there's a World Series title. It's not really adding up to much now. Now, if we're going to say that 12 games was not a lot for the Atlanta Braves, don't jump off this. Don't get excited about that. Things will even out. I think the problem for the Cubs is this started last year. This is not just a 12-game thing. Whether it's mental, whether it's physical, whether it's messaging, whether it's whatever it might be, this team is going to come up with some changes. Here's what, for our purposes today as we finish up, you can't let a non-offensive team get offensive against you. They got guys who can play. They got guys who can hit. I don't know what the problem is. You don't want them to rear their ugly offensive heads over the next 3 days. Hey, Drew Smyly, you're the first guy up. You got to keep them quiet. You don't want this team feeling good. I hope they feel awful about themselves. I hope they're a team that's looking around going, is he going to be here? Am I going to be here? Perfect. Because I do think you can play a little bit of a mind game when people say, well, it doesn't really matter. They're professionals. I think there's something to what might be going on with this team. I'd like Drew Smyly to start this thing this weekend by not having it become something other than what it's been. Less than three runs a game type baseball team.
Day baseball, Wrigley Field, a Friday afternoon. It does not get a whole lot better than this if you're a baseball fan. Chris, I've said this a couple of times on this podcast. The first road trip of the year, I had major FOMO, like just feeling like I should have been in Philadelphia. I should have been in DC. But man, this is one of those ones where I think day baseball at Wrigley on a Friday. It's going to be beautiful weather. It doesn't get a whole lot better if you're a baseball fan to go sit in those stands and watch a game at the friendly confines. So I will have some serious FOMO this afternoon at 2:20 Eastern. There's not a lot of better places to watch a ball game than Wrigley Field.
I like the idea that this, to me as a fan, if I'm in Chicago or if I was on this road trip, two day games and a Sunday night baseball game when the world is watching, you get the benefit of a Sunday night in Chicago as well. Now, look, you got to travel after that, Monday off, whatever. I kind of like the mix of Friday, Saturday, day, Sunday night, and you become sort of the feature game. It's not the Cubs are a big enough draw to still be the Sunday night baseball game. They have star power on a team. They just haven't played very well now for an extended period of time. If you can't get to Chicago, if you're not jumping on a plane today or tomorrow, go to Hooters. I'll watch the game this afternoon. Play a little hooky tomorrow afternoon. What you going to do? You're going to cut your lawn, cut it an hour earlier, and then go watch the baseball game at Hooters and everything else. Braves baseball all season long. Every game that's on. Hawks basketball. You want it? You got it. You want the NBA? You want the NHL playoffs? They're coming. MMA, UFC? Sure, they've got that as well. There's another major in golf coming up. They killed it during Augusta and Masters Thursday and Friday coverage with people at Hooters all day long and certainly all weekend. You can do that as well. Remember, Hooters brings this to you every day. It's the Braves daily pregame podcast. We want to thank Hooters for that. Make sure you stop in. Make sure you do it all season long, all summer long, especially when you have an opportunity, even during the day if you get a chance to. All right, here's our quiz question of the day. The Atlanta Braves single-season home run record. We asked you about saves. We asked you about a former draft pick yesterday. We're now asking you, we asked you about the 1960s home run leaders to start this whole thing off. Write down your answers, and then after seven of these, we're going to ask you to give us the names. We got more giveaways coming all season long. So, Kevin, do you know, without saying, do you know who's got the single-season home run record for the Atlanta Braves?
I believe I do, yeah.
Okay.
And I'll tell you off the air who I think my answer
is. Well, I can – no problem. It might not be who you think it is because the answers are never really who you think it is, and I'm talking about older Braves fans on this one. Who's got the single-season home run record for the Atlanta Braves? Write that down. Collect all your answers. Send them to Kevin. Send them to myself. Kevin, your Twitter account is –
at Kevin McAlpin, original.
Yeah, I am at Chris Domino. You could do this at 680 The Fan as well. We appreciate you guys sticking around. Good news, Braves won a baseball game yesterday. They go to Chicago. It should be a beautiful weekend of Braves baseball. We'll find out if by Sunday night we are feeling the same way. We will join you again tomorrow all day long. Your opportunity to listen to the pregame show. Make sure you hit subscribe, hit listen, and all day we'll give it to you right here on 680 The Fan's Braves Radio Network.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
When you buy a used car, don't be taken for a ride. Get Ford Blue Advantage certified at Wade Ford, Atlanta's headquarters for factory-certified pre-owned vehicles. Go to wadeford.com. There, you'll find a great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified used cars, trucks, and SUVs. With Blue certified, nearly all makes and all models are in stock now. You'll find something perfect for just about any budget. Buy with confidence at the Wade Ford factory-certified used car outlet at wadeford.com. Wade Ford. We are Atlanta's Ford dealer.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.